today I finally was able to time this out. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to get Jim McGorman on during my show, but when you're coming in from LA, I was able to catch you after my show, before my show, but not during my show. So thanks for getting in here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're officially, I would say, a Philly local artist.
You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was born here.
Born in Philly. Yeah. I know your family is still here from your family, your mom.
My mom's in Cherry Hill across the river, and then my dad's outside of Philly right here.
Yeah. So now, how long ago was it that you left and went to Los Angeles?
I'm dating myself.
Oh, don't date yourself.
Basically, right after I went to Berklee College of Music for music as soon as high school was over. And so I've been in L.A. for about 15, 16 years now. And it's home.
But yeah, sure. It's
a strange thing to have two places feel like home. But I always feels great when I come back here.
Yeah, and you're really established. And we were just talking, you know Jimbo's, you're friends with Jim. And you have really... There's so many things that you've done. It's going to be hard to touch on everything, Jim. But we're going to get a cover of a song of a band you were with, the New Radicals. So that was a song that we've played for many years. So I know you were on the Royal Cafe with that session, right?
Yeah, it's blast from the past.
Yeah.
I think it was the second tour I ever did. And we came in here and it was kind of it was for a kid growing up in this area to be able to come down and play on the air the song. And the song was doing really well at the time.
Yeah.
So that was pretty amazing. And I just played keyboards and sang in that band. And unfortunately, it was kind of a short-lived band. But yeah, went on to do a lot of other stuff. But it's a great song. People still talk about it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, you get what you give. We talk about it a lot. I see. There's a couple things I wanted to kind of touch on. You just started a new production company.
That's true.
Called Purple Tongue Records, and also. You're just one of the busiest people. I mean, I would see you on television when they were doing the Rockstar Supernova. Mm-hmm. You know, we could point you out. You also had the opportunity to work with Cher.
Yeah, did a tour with Cher, excuse me, in 2004. I think that was right before Rockstar NXS started, but 2004 and 2005. That was a great experience. And then I ended up working with her again in 2009 when she was in Vegas. I kind of filled in for a little bit there, which was a really fun and interesting experience. And, you know, playing at the same place every night instead of, you know, having to travel to see people.
Okay.
Vegas is a cool place that everybody's different the next night.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool thing.
And you are a big part of Avril Lavigne.
I've been working with Avril since, I think, the end of 06, beginning of 07, right after the second season of Rockstar ended. And yeah, it's been a great working relationship and we're really good friends and she's been very supportive and I'm very supportive of her, obviously. And it's a great time. I've done a bunch of world tours with her and we just finished one back in February. And she's already got a new record. So she's real busy too.
Now, would you go back on the road with her? Is that how it works?
We're going to see.
Okay.
I mean, probably. I'm the one thing is I'm about to be a father.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you. And in a couple months, I'm going to have a little baby girl, hopefully a healthy little baby girl in this world. So that may change the touring landscape for me a little bit, but we'll just see how the timing works out.
And so you have the studio, so you do a lot of now production and working with bands. And how are you going about discovering the music that you're working with?
It's pretty much word of mouth and YouTube, really. We have a guy that my wife actually found on YouTube named Drew Arcolio. And she saw a video that he did that had a dog in it, and he was playing guitar with this dog, and it had 8 million views, and it was like this crazy thing. But he ended up, we ended up seeing a bunch of other songs that he had done, covers, and I thought that he was fantastic. So we reached out to him, and he ended up flying out to LA, and we've done a few songs together.
And what is his name again?
Drew Arcolio.
Okay, so that's...
And we have one single out right now, but there's another one about to come out very, very soon that we just finished up. And he goes to school at UConn, so it's crazy how YouTube kind of connects people from all over.
And you know, it's you just mentioned YouTube. I was keeping an eye on a new song of yours, and you've had quite a bit of success with this new song.
Surprisingly,
tell me about this. Yeah, how did this all come to be?
Well, I hadn't done a video. like ever, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. I planned on doing them over the years, but it never really worked out. And then my buddy Kurt was in town, and he's a great director, and he said, let's just do something. Let's just do something. And I had written that song, this song called There's No Over You, okay. which is a really simple song. It's piano and vocal. There's a little string that comes in, but pretty much it lent itself to a simple production, musically and visually. So we, real late at night, one night, we got this place and shot this video, and it's not even 2 weeks old. I think it has over 3.2 million views on YouTube. Obviously, I have the support of a lot of the artists that I had worked with, either touring or writing, and they've been tweeting about it and, you know, Facebooking and stuff. So that obviously really helps. But I think it's also nice and a little bit of a breath of fresh air musically, because it's very simple, and with all the crazy production stuff that's right. happening in a lot of the other areas, I think people are responding to just the lyric of it, and it's something that everybody can relate to, you know, just kind of the idea that no matter how you try to get rid of something in your mind or in your heart, some things that just stick with you forever, and you'll never get over them, you know.
My guest is Jim McGorman, and I think we're going to get an acoustic guitar version in the video. It's you on piano with all these beautiful candles. It's just a very beautiful setting that you came up with for the song, but this will be on guitar today.
Yeah, it's a little harder to bring a piano
down
the stairs.
I know, where are the candles? I thought for sure we're going to have like a whole setup come in here. You can't travel.
I'll give it, you know, a little version on the acoustic and see how we do.
Okay, at 88.5 XPN.
The heart's a gypsy and it must pretend. This is a feeling that I can't defend. There's no home for you. And now I'm trapped inside a hurricane. And there's no one else but me to blame. We left our stories out in the rain. There's no home for you. There's no one for you. So just come back one more time and fall for one last line. Come back one more time so I can let you go. Ours is a song that was never sung, just a string that was never strung, a painted picture that was never hung. There's no one for you. And when I think of all of my mistakes, the symphony inside my heart aches. This is a shiver that I'll never shake. There's no one for you. There's no one for you. So just come. Never said, spinning around in my head. I need to let you know, promises delayed, roses I never gave. Regret never ends, just by making amends. I need to let you know. Just come back one more time and fall for one last line. Come back one more time so I can let you go. Come back one more time so I can let you go.
letter that I'll never send. The heart's a gypsy and it must pretend. This is a feeling that I can't defend. There's no one for you.
No. 85. That sounded good. Jim McGorman, the acoustic guitar performance. There's No Over You. And again, if you go to your website, is that will direct us to this the new video that you
We just did a website update and the video is the front and center there. And if you just, and also you could YouTube Jim McGorman, it's going to be the first one that comes up. It's on there. So please go check it out. Leave comments.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get to another song. Just stick around here.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America supports XPN with its patient-empowered care model. CTCA in Philadelphia helps cancer patients and their families regain control of their lives and feel empowered. CTCA provides a treatment environment that supports more time and access to clinical team members so that patients are well-informed to make smart decisions about their personal cancer care. More information is available at cancercenter.com.
And at 88.5 XPN, I'm going to want to get to a track from Mark Broussard because you've also worked with Mark.
Yeah, I played on Mark's first record. I think it was 04 or 05 maybe. And then we ended up becoming friends and writing some songs together. And I had some songs on his first Atlantic release.
He's great.
Oh.
And such a nice guy.
What a talent.
Yeah.
A great guy, all heart.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his voice is it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And really one of the most naturally soulful singers I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I mean, ever.
I want to play Home before you leave, but also want to mention the fact that we briefly talked about the New Radicals. So you were in that band, performed in that band, and also you've worked with many other artists. I mean, who was it recently? Is it Kate Vogel that you have?
Touring-wise,
yeah.
It's been, Michelle Branch was
right.
Someone that I worked with early on, and we're still friends, and she's great. Ended up touring with Shakira for a while and the Goo Goo Dolls, which one of my really great friends is in as well. Poison. So that was kind of an awesome experience. And I'm still really good friends with those guys. We actually played the Rock of Ages show. The movie came out and their songs were featured in that.
Right,
and they played the party across from Man's Chinese Theater in L.A. And they called me and asked me to come over and sing with them. So that was like a real treat. It's really fun. And Def Leppard played as well. So it was kind of exciting. I mean, growing up in the 80s when I did, those bands ruled. And I still love their music. So it was really fun to do that. And so it's been a blessing to kind of have a variety of acts that I've been able to work with.
I think the last time I talked with you, you were going to set up the studio. So is this where your passion is now going back into the studio with artists and working with them?
Yeah, you know, I never really thought that working. I moved to LA to be a rock star when I was, you know, young and handsome.
Yeah. You're still handsome.
And I never really intended to kind of work with all of these other artists, but it's been really challenging and fun. And now that I've kind of toured for a number of years, to see younger artists making some noise and to be able to kind of help them and support them and work with them and write songs and arrangements and produce, it's really something I enjoy a lot. I get a lot of gratification out of it. I've always loved the songwriting process and the studio process. So, but the best part is the mix kind of everything.
Yeah.
So I love doing it all, really.
So how did you first get, you know, that call saying, hey, Jim, you want to play guitar, you know, work with us? I mean, what was that first?
The very first one is actually due to, in part to local. I went to a high school with a guy named Jamie Feldman, and he saw me play. He was out in L.A., went to USC, and saw me playing a show just for myself. And we kind of lost touch, and then he came to the show. And he ended up working for a management company. And they were looking for a band for one of their artists, and he kind of got me the audition. So, and that was, you know, it was a kid, you know, from around here,
yeah,
which was pretty awesome. So, and he's still doing A&R and stuff in L.A., so.
So then those connections just, I mean, so we're talking to people in Philly, should they just, how do they get started? I mean, it was really, you know, it's really tough, you know, to be that first opportunity.
It's
know?
Hard. And I think nowadays it's a little bit different there, you know. The climate for finding people to play in bands, especially in the 90s, was pretty happening out in L.A. Not to discourage anyone. It's just it's become a little bit different and a little less about the actual playing. And there's so many politics in it. And a lot of music now is being created on a computer, which is less and less about the actual art of playing an instrument and really knowing your craft. So it's harder because I see younger people that want to do, you know, what I've been doing, but they maybe didn't put the time in early on as much. Not to say it can't be done. Of course it can be done. It's just a little bit more difficult to kind of break into that. But really just networking. I mean, getting out there, playing shows, playing everywhere you can, playing with other musicians. I mean, that's another thing I think with the digital age. Everyone's on a device and everyone's so solitary. You know, everyone's in their room by themselves. You need to go play with a band. You need to play with other musicians and feel time. And, you know, your rhythm might be good by yourself, but when you play with a drummer, it's a totally different thing. So, and then other musicians, of course, and, you know, working with singers and, you know, not being the loudest guy in the room because it's all about you when you're by yourself. So it's all about really working with other people and collaborating. And that's one of the things with Purple Tongue that I wanted to do. And I really enjoy the collaborative process and getting other people's ideas flowing. And, you know, because, you know, I think some of my favorite music in the world is based on these kinds of collaborations. I mean, when you think of Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois, each one of those guys is perfectly capable of producing a U2 record on their own, but they chose to work together, and what they came up with is amazing. So
there's some advice from a guy who knows, Jim McGorman, my guest today on The Light Lunch. I really appreciate you coming in. I'm glad we could finally connect. Again, you can go to his website. I want to wrap up with the song from Mark Broussard. But first, I thought, since you're here and you were part of New Radicals, it's one of these songs that we still play and still get really positive response to it. So I thought maybe the edited
sure
acoustic
I can play
version?
A little bit sure
okay.
Why not? Yeah, I love the song still, and it's something that everybody still loves the song. Yeah. You know, it's such a great song. I think actually lyrically it's relevant completely to what's happening today, so I'll give a little something.
Okay.
Like that.
I love it. And you're in the band New Radicals, and you were here back at the old building, 39th and Spruce, on the third floor doing that session.
That was like 13 years
yeah.
ago. Yeah. It's kind of crazy to be back and playing the same song, but it's awesome. And thank you so much for having me in.
Oh, thanks.
It's great,
Jim.
To see you.
Absolutely. Jim McGorman, my guest. And again, if you go to his website, you've got Well, we went 6 million views of this new song.
Three, a little over three. But let's get it there.
Yeah, let's get it to six.
Five would be awesome.
Well, congratulations. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Good luck with all your new works. And, of course, good luck with the new baby.
Thank you very much.
I want to play the song Mark Broussard, who we mentioned. And you said you play on this track?
Yeah, I played all the, you know, it was like whirly and organ and pianos and stuff on that first record that Mark did called Karen Crow, which I still think is an amazing record, and I was grateful to be able to play on that. And yeah, Home is such a great tune,
and that's exactly what we're gonna do coming up.
This is WXPN 88.5 HD Philadelphia, WXPH 88.7 HD Middletown, and WKHS 90.5 Wharton.